Genre.
Realistic fiction tells a made-up story that could really happen. Read this story to find out if Dana can persuade her mom to let her have a white rhinestone dress. Question of the week. How do you know if a solution is a good solution? A White Rhinestone Dress by Joe Severson. Illustrated by Javier Montiel. Dear Mom, you know I'm not a complainer, and I hardly ask for anything. But the holidays are coming up, and I won't have anything to wear. But don't worry, I saw a lovely white rhinestone dress at the mall the other day. Buy me that, and you'll have a very happy daughter to show off to our relatives this year. Love, your daughter, Dana. Dear Dana, you don't wear dresses, remember? Last Thanksgiving, we tried it. You cried and you didn't stop crying until we let you put your tattered old blue jeans back on. I hate to mention such an ugly scene, but I hate wasting money even more. Love, Mom. Dear Mom, that green plaid dress with the collar? I didn't cry because I had to wear a dress. I cried because the dress was uglier than Alex Szymanski's pet iguana. Besides, I'm more grown up now, and all mature girls have at least one sparkly white dress. So please, all the love in the world, Dana. Dear Dana, oh really? I thought that being your mother would make me pretty mature, but I rarely wear dresses and haven't worn a white dress since my wedding day. And that green dress was adorable. Ask anyone. Sincerely, your loving mother. Dear Mom, I'm going to need it eventually. Think, holidays, recitals, confirmation. So we might as well get the dress now and be proactive about it. Love, Dana, your devoted daughter. Dear Dana, that dress will be filthy before you can adjust the second shoulder strap. How's it going to last till the holidays, let alone your confirmation? I shudder to think of what it might look like in another 3 or 4 years. Love, your mother. Dear Mom, when exactly have I ever gotten any of my clothes dirty? Don't you remember why I got that trophy on the mantle in the main room? It's for tidiest desk. I was the most organized student in my entire class. You know. Great enduring love, Dana. Dear Dana, although I'm very proud of your past achievements, you got that trophy 5 years ago. Before you started playing soccer. Now, you fall asleep with your muddy soccer cleats on. And when it's time to wake up in the morning, you never miss trampling on the clothes you tossed on the floor the night before. Highest and warmest love, Mom. Dear Mom. Okay, I admit it. I admit it, and I want to apologize. I also want to promise that I'll hang the dress up in my closet and leave my cleats at the front door so I don't track mud in the house, like I'm supposed to. Love, Dana. Dear Dana, there's more. Every time I buy you something nice, you always find some artistic use for it that's different from what it was actually made for. Remember the football? You turned it into a Halloween mask. In exactly the same way, those rhinestones will vanish from the dress the moment you're feeling creative. Sincerely, your loving mother. Dearest mother, but I decided that I didn't like football anymore. I still needed a costume for Halloween, though. When you think about it, I actually saved you money because you didn't have to buy me a Halloween costume, you know? Also, I don't like art anymore either, so you don't have to worry about me ruining the dress with paint or glue. Lovingly, your daughter Dana. Dana, dearest. You tell me that you don't like football anymore, but begged me to sign you up for it just last week, even though it's dangerous. You say you don't like art anymore, but the paint on your clothes hasn't even dried yet. But fine, I believe you. What I want to know is, if you lose interest in things so quickly, then how can I be sure you won't also forget the rhinestone dress the second that it becomes yours? Love, your mom. Mom! I promise to not quit things, even if I lose interest in them. Respect the stuff that you buy for me by not intentionally destroying it, hang up the dress and make sure it gets cleaned, and not touch it while I'm doing sports or art. Come on! Haven't you ever wanted something really badly? Have some compassion for your daughter! Dear Dana, I'll buy you a black rhinestone dress. Hopefully that'll last longer. Love, Mom.